Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
I come today because I'm a child of God and you're a child of God and we've come to worship Him.
我来到这里是因为我是神的孩子，你也是神的孩子，所以我们聚在一起敬拜神。
And the greatest way we worship Him is through His Word.
我们对他的最好的敬拜就是通过他的话语来敬拜他。
Jesus said something to the Pharisees when he was here.
当主耶稣在世上的时候，他对法利赛人说
，He said, "You don't know me because you do not know what the prophets said."
主耶稣说，你们不认识我，是因为你们不明白先知书上所说的。
You see, they were not prepared for Jesus.
他们对主耶稣的到来并没有准备好。
Mentally, emotionally, they were prepared.
说明他们的那个心态上
，Looking always for the Messiah.
他们心理上好像是准备好，他们好像总在等着米赛亚的来到。
But they never were able to go deep enough in the Word and then be able to interpret that Word to mean that it's Jesus.
他们从来也没有说在神的话语上就是那个研究得很深，知道说这个所有的话语，这个弥赛亚就是指的主耶稣。
And we have been exhorted the same way in here the last days.
我们在这个末世呢，我们也是被神，就是神把我们升高到同样的一个高度。
God in His marvelous love.
神在他奇妙对我们的奇妙的爱中。
Thinking of us as His children.
神竟然想我们是他的孩子，把我们让我们成为他的孩子。
Said many many.Hundreds and into the thousands of years ago.
甚至几千年以前。
I am going to tell you the end to the from the beginning.
神从几千年以前就告诉我们最后这个世界的末了是怎么样的。
I'm going to do this because I want you to know.
神这样做是因为他要让我们知道他的计划。
So he spread out from the time of Isaiah, even before, but from the time of Isaiah, he gave many men prophecies.About the end times.
所以呢，从以赛亚开始，神就和很多先知讲到这个末世。
For many years, it didn't make sense.
很多时候呢，好像这个预言对我们都好像就是很觉得很就是没有道理。
After Israel was expelled in 70 A.D.
以色列呢，这个犹太人的国家就在公元70年就亡国了。这犹太人就遍布世界各地。
Century after century passed.
世纪一个世纪一个世纪的过去。
They couldn't understand the scriptures in Ezekiel that said they were going to be a nation again.
然后他们就没法想象说在以西结书上曾经讲到过说以色列要再成国。
But we understand.
但是我们现在我们是了解的。
For we saw it become a nation.
真的，我们就在我们眼前，我们看到以色列成为一个国家。
Now I'm not going to preach on prophecy.
今天我不是要再讲预言。
You can take your seatbelts off.
然后呢，你可以放心，你可以不带安全带。
But I want to bring one thing because I've been trying to bring you some things that is pertinent, that's right now, that we need to be able to interpret in the light of the second coming.
所以呢，我现在要带讲的一些东西，是我们要在主耶稣第二次再来的这个光照之下呢，来讲一些永久性的东西。
In July, in the middle of July, here.In the United States, I'm not sure where. Maybe New York, maybe Washington. I don't know.
主耶妈咪在七月份的时候，在美国，也许是华盛顿，也许是纽约，我不知道是什么。七月份的时候，
there is a tremendous gathering.
有一个很大的一个聚集，七月份。
Over 1,000 of the Christian churches and the Catholic churches and the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Hindus are invited to a large.
然后呢，就超过1000个教会的，有教会的，还有是穆斯林，还有天主教，还有佛教徒，还有印度教徒，他们都被邀请去参加一个很大的一个祷告会。
Now, if you follow the Pope's saying,
如果你就是跟随这个教皇的讲道，教皇的倒是他的演说。
Preaching from country to country.
然后这个教皇呢，世界各地到处去演说，他的主题是什么呢
？It's basically a united theme.
他就在个教皇就在提，就是要我们要合一。
To the Christians, to the Protestants, we don't have to protest anymore because we serve the same God and we can unite.
他说对更正教的就说哦，我们不需要再去抗议了，我们都服侍的是同一位神，所以我们可以联合，我们可以合一。
To the Muslims, he's gathering the very head Muslim, and there they embrace together because now they're going to unite under one God.
然后呢，他们对这个穆斯林呢，他们就把那些穆斯林的领袖就是聚集在一起。这穆斯林领袖虽然之间有不和，彼此拥抱。所以，因为现在我们都在服侍同一位神了。
He had the Hindus, and
he
also had the Buddhists.
他也邀请了这个印度教徒和佛教徒。
All of them think we should be united.
他们所有的人都想说，哦，我们应该联合起来。
Now you and I have been.What shall I say? Have been brainwashed with tolerance.
我们呢，从小我们在这里边已经被洗脑。
We must be tolerant.
我们的洗脑对我们的要洗我们脑，让我们相信什么？就是我们要容忍。
We must learn tolerance and allow men to go in the women's bathroom.
我们要容忍呢，容忍到要我们要打开开放我们的头脑，容忍呢就是欢接受可以男人可以进到女生的厕所里。
So now it's going to be turned this other way. We must be tolerant with one another, unite together under one God.
所以呢，我们也要容忍呢，就是他们所宣扬的，说我们所有的人呢，不管相信什么，我们都在一位神之下，我们要联合起来，要敬拜一位神。
It sounds good.
听起来好像很好。
We're in a troubled world.
我们在一个动荡的世界。
If they need uniting of something.And so now they're going to try to unite the religions together.
所以我们希望有些地方我们能联合起来。现在呢，他们想要把宗教给联合起来。
Under one God.
就是好像在一位神之下。
I'm not sure how they're going to do that.
我不知道他们该怎么样联合起来。
The Buddhists, they pray to Brahma.
他们那个。
No, I'm sorry, the Buddhists prays to Buddha.
然后那个佛教徒他们要向那个佛祖祷告。
The Hindus to Brahma.
然后那个印度教向他们那个神明祷告。
Muslim to the moon god.
然后那个穆斯林呢是阿拉祷告。
And as Christians, we pray to what we feel is the living God of the heavens.
我们基督徒，我们是向永活的主耶稣基督、永活的神祷告。
No matter how much they say we pray to one God, we don't.
虽然他们不管他们怎么说，好像我们他们说我们就向一位神祷告，但实际上我们不是向同一位神祷告。
As they unite together,
当他们联合起来的时候，合一所谓的合一的时候，圣经上讲到这个，预言到这个。
The last days in the tribulation, there is going to be a united church.
在那个大灾难的时候呢，是会有一个联合的一个宗教，一个联合的一个教会。
And out of that church is going to come the anti-prophet.
从那个联合的那个教会里边会出来假先知。
So you see, this gathering in July will seem like it's a very nice thing for all of them to gather together.
所以表面上看起来，七月份的那个大的聚集呢，好像是对他们来讲是一个很好的聚集。
But the one thing that Jesus said very emphatically in the 24th chapter of Matthew,
但是主耶稣在
He said, "Do not be deceived."
主耶稣非常非常清楚的在马太福音
Because things are going to come to us that's going to be very logical.Very tolerant, very good, but we must not be deceived.
主耶稣在24章马太福音讲得非常清楚，说不要被欺骗，不要被迷惑，因为这些事情好像我们看来是很自然，也是很好的事情，也很能容忍的事情，实际上是要欺骗我们，迷惑我们。
The living God said, "There are no other gods before me."
神说得很，永活的神说，说除我之外没有别人，没有月亮之神，也没有那个偶像拜的那个神。也没有这个哲学家所崇拜的神。
And right there, we should beware.
所以在这个时候，我们要意识到，要警醒。
Be careful.
要小心。
And then it said in the Word of God, "There is no other name but the name of Jesus."
另外是
你 will get into heaven.
圣经上讲得很清楚，除了主靠的主耶稣的名，没有你可以靠的别的名可以得救，可以去天堂。
I don't care if you feel like, "Oh my, why that's being very, you know." Secretive, you should. What? Because the Word of God tells us that's what it is.
所以你有可能会觉得，哦，你们好心胸狭窄呀。但是神的话是这么讲的。
Not my logic.
不是我的，不是
God's word.
不是我所想象的，不是我的逻辑，而是神的话。
I just wanted to tell you that today.
我今天就想给大家分享这个。
Because I want to warn you.
因为我要警告大家。
Some of you may not agree with me. That I can't.
也许我知道，就是说你们有些人可能不同意我的想法，那没我也没有办法。
But we need to know the signs of.
但是我们应该了解这个末世的征兆。
And a one-world church is one of the biggest signs that He is coming.
一个就是有一个就是统一的全球性的教会，这是一个很大的主耶稣要再来的一个征兆。
Now I'll start my sermon.
哦，现在那个只是前言，现在我开始讲我的讲我的这个征兆。
That was for free.
这个是免费给你们的。
But I tell you, I feel very strongly about being a watchman. God spoke to me.
我的一个神给我一个很
in the sense that He opened up prophecy and the longing and desire. I feel like this is one of my missions. And if you don't like it, just tolerate me.
妈咪说，她觉得神给她的一个很大的一个心理的负担就是成为一个守望者。那所以呢，神就让她给，就是让她在这个预言里面她看到很多。她说，如果你要是不喜欢的话，就容忍我。
But I want to tell you something.
我想给大家再讲。
When we stand at the day of the judgment day,
当我们站在神的审判日的时候
，you won't be able to say Sister Schwartz didn't tell me.
你要站在神的审判台前，你不能说哦，妈咪都没有警告我，我都不知道啊。
Okay, now let's go to something else.
然后我们现在开始讲正题。
We're going to talk to something very beautiful. A man named Dietrich Stickland. He wrote an outline that I like so much that I took it from him.
所以有一个人呢，我要讲的有一个就是我非常的喜欢，然后有一个人写了一个文章，所以我就有些东西从他那里他所写的东西出来。
And we have down is our text today, the story about a young man named Methuselah.
我们今天要讲的这个主人公呢叫米非波设。
Second Psalms 4:4.
然后我们先到这个撒母耳记下四章四节。You want me to read?OK, 这个我如果没有翻，扫罗的儿子约纳丹有一个儿子名叫米非波设，是瘸腿的。
OK, now we see that Jonathan and Saul were killed in battle.
我们知道在这个约纳丹跟扫罗王在战场中死去了，战死了。
Now this is talking about what happened when the news got back to the palace.
这些讲到就是说他们都死了，这个新闻呢，这个他们战死的消息就回到了这个宫殿里。
Those in the palace recognized that anyone that was related, the kings that came in usually had them killed.
通常呢，就是说如果新王上来的时候，这个老王的家里，就是说新王一般上来就会把那个过去的那个王的家庭家族全部除灭掉。
But there was this little five-year-old boy that belonged to Jonathan.
但是约纳丹呢有一个五岁的儿子。
And we see that when his nurse heard that, the first thing she thought about was Jonathan.
这个他的奶妈一听到这个消息呢，第一个想到就想到约纳丹。
For she knew that he no doubt would be killed.
他也知道约纳丹，这个奶妈知道约纳丹也一定战死了。
So she grabbed him up and started running and must have tripped and fell.
所以这个奶妈呢就跑进来，就抱着约纳丹呢就跑，然后呢结果就摔倒了，就那个整个人就摔倒，约纳丹就受伤了。
And Jonathan became permanently lame.
然后米非波设就变成一个残废，就是完全的那个腿就瘸了。
They took him off to a place called Lodabar.
然后他们就把这个米非波设带到了一个叫罗底巴的地方。
And then we see here is where little Jonathan grew up.
这就是那个米非波设呢，就在这个罗底巴长大。
Now David had taken his throne.
然后这个再后来呢，就大卫做了王。
He had conquered other nations.
大卫呢，就是征服了很多国家。
But one day, as he was sitting there, he spoke to someone, one of his.Men around him.
然后大卫有一天坐在他的宝座上呢，在皇宫里就问他周围的人说
：“Is there anybody left of Saul's family？”
说扫罗家还有剩下的人吗
？He said, "I want to show them kindness because of Jonathan."
我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
There was a servant there.
那时候呢，有一个扫罗家有一个仆人。
Know that he had some kind of connection.With Saul's house.
这个人呢，他可能跟扫罗家有联系。
And so David asked him.
然后大卫就有人招他来，大卫就叫他。
And the servant said, "Yes, there is one." And he told him where he was.
然后这个仆人就告诉大卫说，是他的家里还有后人，就是谁，就是米非波设。
And then David sent for him.
然后呢，大卫就找人去把他招来。
And you know, when this young boy no doubt hobbled in, not with fancy clothes, because he was not raised in a palace anymore.
你想想，这个瘸腿的这个米非波设进来的时候，身上穿的肯定不是很华丽的衣服。他不是在皇宫里长大，
The boy described himself as a dog.
这个米非波设称自己是死狗。
But David looked at him and said, "Don't be afraid."
然后大卫看着他说，你不要害怕。
I want to show you the kindness for your father's sake.
说我要因为你父亲的缘故向你施恩。
And he went on to say, "Now you will eat at my table."
然后大卫王接着说，你要在我的跟我同席吃饭。
He would be dressed, no doubt, royally.
这个孩子肯定也是像王子一样穿着。
Compartment.
然后他会住在一个非常奢华的一个房间里面。
He would have an intimate way of speaking to David, for he was at David's table.
因为呢，他跟大卫呢同坐席，所以他也可以很亲近，就可以随时跟王讲话。
I imagine if we went back in that young man's life.
如果我在想象，如果我们回到这个年轻人的他过去的生命里边。
He didn't know too much about his daddy, probably, for his daddy was a man of war.
他可能对他爸爸并不了解，因为他爸爸是一个战士。
But I'm sure he was always happy when his father Jonathan came home.
但是爸爸如果回家的时候，他肯定总是很高兴的。
Jonathan had a loving heart.
然后那个约拿丹是一个很有爱心的人，一个很能饶恕别人的一个人。
Jonathan was a tender man.
那个约拿丹呢，是一个温柔，是有一个怜悯心肠、温柔心肠的人。
The soldiers, the army loved him.
所有的这个军队上的人呢，部队上的人都喜欢约拿丹。
I'm sure that was this little boy's memories of his father.
然后这可能就是约拿这个米菲波瑟对爸爸的回记忆。
But his father, he never saw again.
但是他再也没有见到他的父亲。
Now he knew his playroom.
然后这个约拿丹可能知道他自己的玩具的房间。
He knew when he would go to the big table and eat with his family.
那个米菲波设知道说我要去。
He was 5 years old. He remembered some of those things.
他五岁了，所以他可能记他自己过去的这个皇宫里面是怎么样子的，在什么样的宴席上吃饭。
No doubt he remembers the day that his nurse dropped him.
他肯定也记得他的奶妈把他就是跑太极摔到地上。
But now he was in Lodibar.
现在呢，他在那个罗底巴。
I'm sure not at a scrumptious palace.
那个罗底巴肯定不像宫殿一样。
But maybe a humble place because the servant took him there.
他可能是一个比较简陋的一个地方，因为是那个扫罗家的仆人把他带到那里。
So we see now that no doubt he may have had dreams.
也许米菲波设曾经有过梦想。
Because he knew he would have been king.
他知道说他有可能会成为国王。
King Mephibosheth.
因为他有可能成为一次米菲巴设王，米菲波设王。
The glorious army.
然后有一个很壮观的军队。因为他爸爸是一个元帅呀。
A beautiful palace.
可能有一个很美的、很大的、很华丽的宫殿，有很多很豪华的衣服。
But he looked around.
但他自己在他自己做的这个小房间，他自己看看。
He never dreamt this day would come.
他从来也没有想过说还有一天会来到。
He found a day of grace.
他有一天看到了一个施恩的一天。
Grace is a favor.
恩典是什么呢？恩典是一种恩惠，是一种恩宠。
Not a favor that you do this for me and I'll do this for you.
不是交换，不是说你为我做这个，我就为你做那个，不是这样的一个，这不是恩典。
He found a man that was so gracious to not only forgive him, not only not kill him, but make him almost like his son.
他说这个人呢，不仅不是说要杀他或者要害他，而且让他成为他基本上成为他的像他儿子一样对待他。
The devil hates grace.
你知道吗？魔鬼真的是很憎恨
grace,
恩典
，which is the unlimited and the of the favors of God.
因为呢，恩典意味着神对我们没有限量的这个爱，这个恩宠。
In other words, the God of the heaven looked at us.
就是说，天上的神从天上看我们。
Like David looked at Mephibosheth.
天上的神看着我们，就像大卫看着米菲波设。
And he had the favor of sending the Holy Ghost our way.
然后呢，神给我们的恩惠呢，就是他把圣灵差遣到我们中间。因为没有人可以，若不是靠借着圣灵，没有人可以到父神面前去。你甚至可能没有意识到圣灵的工作。
When you came here to the United States and you got into a study group, you just thought it was for the fellowship.
然后呢，你到了美国，你可能到学校里边，你去了一个团契，你以为那就是学习呢。
But God had another reason.
但是神呢，有他自己的计，有另外一个原因。
Why you have met this one that's brought you to Christ, showed you, brought you? It was the grace, the favor of God that looked down at a sinner and say, "I want to make them my."
这是你觉得有一个人好像很偶然，有个人带你信主了，但是实际上是天上的神，他就是带着恩典看着你说，我要让这个人成为我的孩子。
We've often used the definition, it's the unmerited favor of God.
我们常常会用一个，就是说是神，我们不配得的神的恩宠。
But somehow that didn't quite click with me.
但是那个好像不能让我真正不能得到这个字眼。
By grace I was saved.
我知道说我们是靠着恩典得救。
Meant that with God bringing me and reaching me and trying to show me, I had that ability to just take one step, and He took the rest.
就是说，神从天上他先来找我，他带我，然后呢，让我有这个能力，我就只是说往前能够做出来那个信心的一小步。
But grace is far more than that.
但是呢，信心远远胜超过这个仅仅得救。
One man wrote, "Grace is the empowering presence of God, enabling you to be who He created you to be."
有人就说，他说，恩典呢是神的这个，是让你能够的，能够成为神所让你成为神所要你成为的样子的那种能力。
And to do what He has called you to do.
然后去让你能去做他所呼召你去做的事情。
You see, it was the favor of God to reach down and pick you out.
这是神的恩宠，就是他从这么多人中间就拣选你。
David did to this young man.
就像大卫对米非波设所做的。
But let me tell you, friends, grace didn't stop there.
但是呢，恩典并不仅仅就是停在那里。
Because He took hold of a person born in sin.
因为呢，神呢，就是把抓到一个，就是说注意到一个在最终生出来的人
，with emotional bruises，
然后有很多这个，有很多伤害，心理上的伤害
，with funny ways，
然后他可能也有很多看上去让人觉得很可笑的地方
，with different tendencies，
然后那个个性也跟常人不同
，different philosophies of life，
然后跟神的这个想法，这个对人生的看法，哲学完全不同。
And he said, "I want to make him like Jesus."
然后神对说，我看了这个人说，我要让他成为主耶稣的样，耶稣的样子。
You think we have it in us?
你觉得我们里边难道有
change ourselves?
你觉得我们里边有能力改变我们自己吗
？We know we don't.
我们知道我们其实改变不了自己。
You have habits. I have habits. Very hard to break.
我们有些习惯是很难打破的。
Sometimes I've had ways that I didn't like myself.
有些时候，我有些地方，有些我自己都不喜欢我自己做事的方式，我自己都讨厌。
I used to say if you like you know me, I wouldn't like me.
然后我常常说，如果你要了解我，像我自己了解我这样，我自己你可能都不会喜欢我。
There are many disturbing things in my life.
在我的生命中有很多让我很不舒服的事情。
But here God took you.
但是神呢，这样就去找到你。
Just like God took everyone.
就像神找到我们每个人。
With a supreme desire, He said.To make us like Jesus.
神的这个最高的愿望就是让我们能像主耶稣。
So you say, here I am a Christian and I love the Lord.
然后你在这里你说哦，我是基督徒，我爱主耶稣。
But you're right, Sister Schwartz. There's some things in me I just don't like.
但是你说，妈咪，你说的对，我在里边我自己有些东西我都不喜欢，有些地方。
I can't help.
我也没法改变我帮助，我没办法。
It's my family is like this.
我们家人都像这样。
And you see God saying on the other side, "But son, daughter, I want to make you like Jesus."
但是神在另外一面说，孩子啊，我想让你像耶稣。
We all know that we've come up against things like this.
我们都知道我们会碰到一些，就是我们改变不了的事情。
It's anger.
有些时候对我们的问题，我们改变不了是我们的脾气。
Probably this is one that, because it is not wrong to get angry.
因为有的时候索老说好像生气并不是总是错的。主耶稣也有生气的时候。
But he tells us, be angry and sin not.
但是主耶稣说生气却不要犯罪。
Now we see that one part of anger and sin not, he said, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
圣经上说不要生寒怒到日落。
There may have to be, I'm sorry.
有些可能要去说我对不起，要去请求对方的原谅。
I'll do better.
然后你说我下一次争取我做好一些。
But then there's another scripture in James that is troubling.
但是在另外一方面呢，在雅各书让我心里。
It's James 1:19-20.
在雅各书一章十九到二十节。
He said, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren."
他说我亲爱的弟兄啊。
Not talking to sinners.
他不是对那些没有信主的罪人讲。
He said, "Beloved brethren."
他说我亲爱的弟兄们。
Let every man be swift to hear.Slow to speak and slow to wrath.
你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Out of our anger,
从我们这个脾气里面，我们那个生气里面出来什么呢
？God said that doesn't make toward being like my son.
你这样的怒气并不能让你更像我的儿子。
So you say, but Sister Swartz, I can't help myself.
然后你说妈咪，我也没办法。
I have a quick.
我有个急脾气。
And my dad was like this.
因为我爸就是这样。
His dad was like this.
他的爸爸是像这样。
But Jesus said, our God said, I can't accept it.
但是呢，神不是这样的。耶稣说，我的父亲不是这样。
Because I want to make you.Like、
因为神呢不接受这样的理由，因为神要把我们塑成他儿子的形象。
I try.
你说我也试了。
Not really.
你真的试了吗
？Because when we are sick of something,
当我们真的是厌倦、讨厌一些事情的时候
，we want to vomit.
我
like that one.
我们就想把它给。吐出去
We want to throw up.
我们觉得一件事情让我们那么恶心，我们就想是不是要吐了？你会说。
When I'm really sick in my stomach, I want to get it out.
如果有的时候你这个肠胃很不舒服，你就会吐。
I want to get it out in a big way.
然后我们那个呕吐是一件让人很不舒服的事情。
And if I am sick of my character or the thing that bothers me and doesn't make me Christ-like, I should want to get it out.
如果我们真的有些事情让我们不能像主耶稣，我们真的
play with it.
我们应该厌恶它，把它
dip dabble with it.
不是说在那里
Not make excuses with it.
不是说找理由，不是说把它美化，而是说真的是厌恶它，就像呕吐一样，要把它给吐出来。
Then what do I do?
那我怎么办呢
？He said, "My grace is sufficient."
神说我的恩典够你用的。
When we get sick of it,
当我们真的是厌恶，真的是讨厌这些事
情，
而不是说自己，
and cuddling it,
而不是说自己培养自己的情绪，找这个借口。
Very open before God,
而是在神面前很敞开。
He'll begin to work on you.
他就会在你身上工作。如果你真的是想改变
oh, ，When you start and when you do it, you're gonna feel so.
让你再这样做的时候呢，你就会感觉非常的糟糕。
I've been through these things.
你说你怎么知道的？因为这是我自己的亲身经历。
I went through a lifetime of getting rid of things.
因为我的整个一生都在就是去掉一些东西。
God will start to make you aware.
你甚至呢，刚开始你可能都没意识到你有问题。
Little by little,
神会让你意识到这个问题，一点一点的。
My grace when you weak, my grace is strong.
当你软弱的时候，神的能力。
But we don't depend on His grace. We depend on ourselves.
当神你软弱的时候，神的能力在你身上显得刚强，神的恩典在你身上显得刚强，但是我们却不愿意依靠神的能力，神的恩典，我们要依靠自己的能力。
We complain.
我们怎么样？我们就倒抱怨。
After all, you're known as a complainer.
然后过不了多久，周围人都知道你是个爱抱怨的人。
It isn't showing the spirit of Christ.
你这个抱怨并不能让人看出来在你身上的主耶稣。
I can't help myself.
你说我没办法。
After all, the world is against me.
你说整个世界都跟我作对。
Everything I try, it just doesn't work.
我不管我怎么样努力，好像都没用。
And people are always getting on my nerves.
然后人总是周围的人总是很烦我。
Well, when you want to get rid of that enough to ask God for grace, He'll begin to work in your life.
如果你真的是讨厌你的这个抱怨，你向神求，神会帮助你。
You see, God's favor to us, it's unearned.We don't make ourselves better.
神对我们的恩典不是我们自己挣来的。我们没有办法 我们又没有办法让自己更好，是神在我们生命中工作，让我们更好。
You see, Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
挪亚在神眼前蒙恩。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
That when God saw Noah, he said, "Okay, here's my man that's going to go on living."
然后神不是说看到挪亚说这就是我所拣选的。
He found grace.
他说他就会继续活的，而是说挪亚。
And that grace gave Noah an ark.And gave Noah a couple hundred more years.
然后呢，是因为神的恩典，所以呢，神让他建了这个方舟，然后又给了他很几百年的生命。
The word of God said Jesus was full of grace and truth.
圣经上讲的主耶稣是充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
That's what He wants for us.
这也是神想让我们有的。
He wants us to be filled with grace.
神想让我们充充满满的有恩典。
The grace of God that shines through our lives.
让神的恩典从我们的生命中彰显出来。
To be like Jesus.
就像主耶稣那样。
Timothy said, "Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
保罗说：“我儿啊，保罗对提摩太说，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Grace of God.
就是靠着神的恩典生活。
Allow Him to work into you His grace.
让神的恩典在你的生命中做工。
How do we grow in grace?
那我们怎么在神的恩典上成长呢？
As we want it.
就像我们所期望的。
As we hunger for it.
让我们的心里渴慕这样神的恩典。
As we begin to despise this thing in ourselves.
然后我们真的是厌恶自己身上的这些东西。
And then turn it over to God.
然后把我们所讨厌的，所要想改变的。
Allow Him to work in your life.
交给神，让神在我们的生命中工作。
Then, as He gives that grace,
当神给我们这样的恩典，改变了恩典的时候
，takes away that thing in our lives as we work it out of our life through Him.
然后我们靠着神在工作的时候，神就把这些东西给拿走。
Jesus begins to shine through.
然后慢慢的，主耶稣就开始从我们身上彰显出来。
What happened to Tom? That's all right. No Tom. Tom.
他说
，What happened to Tom? You might say.
你说那汤姆怎么样了呢
？Tom used to be so angry.
这个 Tom 原来是一个很脾气很坏的人。
But he doesn't get angry anymore.
他好现在也不常常生气了。
Something shining out of Tom.
然后从他的生命中开始彰显一些东西。
You see, that's how you have the Spirit of Christ shining out of your life.
这就是让耶稣的灵从你的生命中彰显出来。
In the areas there were failures, there can be the shining presence of God.
在你失败的地方，你可以让神的恩典、神的能力从你这个地方彰显出来。
There was a lady named Annie Flint.
有一个女士，她叫 Annie.
Annie, her mother died, and her father soon after when she was 3 years old.
她妈妈很在她三岁的时候妈妈死了
She was sent to another people that the family had put in the will to take care of them.
然后爸爸就把她送到另外一家去照顾她
At 22, she began to get crippled with arthritis.
然后这个女孩子22岁的时候就身上有这个类风湿关节炎就开始就残废了就瘸腿了
By 24, she was crippled, her hands, her feet with no doubt rheumatoid arthritis.
然后到24岁的时候呢，他就是很严重的风湿病，所以他的手跟脚都瘸了。
Those parents that were taking care of her died.
然后那些照顾他的人也去世了。
They left very little money.
然后他们也给他留，基本上没留下什么钱。
But when Annie was younger,
但安妮小的时候
，she found Jesus.
她认识了主耶稣。
And when these things came.
当这些疾痛、疾病、这些难处来慢慢来的时候
，She became a bright and happy person.
她虽然有这些难，她就却变成一个更加光明、更加阳光、更加幸福的一个快乐的人。
She began to write verses.
她就开始写诗。
And eventually, they were so good, card companies asked her to write for them.
然后她写的那个诗写的特别好，所以那些就制造卡片的公司就让他们写这些卡，给这个卡上设计。
And then she wrote a hymn.
然后她写了一首赞美诗。
This is the hymn.
这是那个赞美诗。
He giveth more grace.
神赐更多的恩典。
As our burdens get greater.
重担越加重，主的恩典越丰厚。
He sendeth more strength as our labor increase.
劳苦越加重，主的能力越大。
To added afflictions, He adds His mercy.
患难越加多，主的怜悯越丰盛。
To multiply trials, he multiplies peace.
试炼越是加倍，主平安越增。
When we have exhausted our store of endurance,
当我们疲倦一切的力量用尽的时候
，When our strength has failed ere the day is half done,
工作还没有完成的时候，已感能力不够
，When we reach to the end of our stored resources,
当我们能力的来源已来到尽头时
，Our Father, forgiving.Has only begun.
那时父的洪恩正开始倾流。
Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provisions.
我们父神的完全的供应才刚开始。
Our God ever yields his resources to share.
我们的神也愿意跟我们分享他的资源。
Lean hard on the arms everlasting.
紧紧依靠主永远的膀臂。
The Father, both thee and thy load will.
神会跟你一同共负你的负担。
His love has no limits.
主爱无限无疆。
His grace has no measure.
主恩无可测量。
His power no bounty known unto man.
主大能远超过世人所能想。
But out of his infinite riches in Jesus.
都从无限无量丰富的主耶稣。
He giveth, and he giveth, and he giveth.
主施恩又施恩又再次施恩
So we see that our God is able to give us grace.
所以我们看到神是可以给我们恩典的
Just as David brought grace to that boy's life.
就像主耶稣就像大卫向米非波设施恩
That's what we need, friends.
这是我们所需要的
We can't do it ourselves.
我们没法靠着自己来这样的。
We can't go on carrying the load of these things in our life that are not like Jesus.
我们没有办法背着这些完全不像主耶稣的我们这些坏习惯或者脾气这样经过人生。
David knew that.
大卫知道神的恩典。大卫王。
He said, "Search me, O Lord."
他说：“大卫说，神啊，鉴察我。
And see if there be any wicked or unlawful or wrong thing in my life."
看在我里边有没有恶行，有没有不好的东西。
He did that for David.
神为大卫做了这些，神的恩典在大卫身上显示。
Why would God do this for us?
神，你说神为什么要这样向我们显示恩宠恩惠呢
？David said, "I want to have one of Jonathan's."
就像大卫说，我想要去大卫约旦家还有没有后来的人
？For Jonathan,
因为大卫所做这一切是为了约拿丹的缘故。
We have grace.Because of Jesus,
我们之所以有神的恩典，是因为耶稣为我们所做的。
He gave his life.
他为我们献上他的生命。
He showed us how to live.
他向我们显示怎么样过一个怎么样生活。
Oh, that God would open our hearts.
愿神真的是打开我们的心。
Until there'll be a longing deep in our hearts.
直到在我们的心里的深处有一个很深的、有个真实的这个愿望、这个渴慕。
I want to be like you.
你说神呐、啊，我想耶稣，我想像你。
I've got a lot of things you've got to work with.
我知道你在我的生命中有很多地方要工作。
He's not an instant coffee.
神呢，他在你的身上工作，不像那个速溶咖啡一样，一祷告就有了。
He knows we can't take it.
他知道我们没有办法。就是一下子去。
Many times, step by step. Once, sometimes it might be instant, but very rarely, step by step, he takes us.
神是一步一步，有的时候是一下子的，但是很多时候是慢慢的，一步一步的，就带领我们，改变我们。
I trust this morning there will be a longing in our heart.
我相信在我们里边会有个深深的渴慕。
To avail ourselves to the grace of God.
把我们自己放在神的恩典之下。
That can make us like.
这个恩典可以让我们像他的儿子耶稣。
We won't even have to give out tracts.
我们甚至你不需要去外边发福音单张。
They begin to say something different about them.
别人会看到你身上的不同。
I know what they were before.
我知道他们原来过去像什么样子。
I know what they are now.
我看他们现在是什么样子。
Because the very spirit of Christ will beam out of our lives.
因为神的灵从你身上会这样发光出去，别人能看到。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父啊
，As we look to you today,
让我们今天仰望你的时候
，We first want to thank you for that marvelous grace.
我们真的是为那个你那个神奇的、奇妙的恩典感谢你。
that I can look to you and you can show me and help me and change.
我甚至可以仰望你，然后你会看着我，你会让我改变我，让我更像主耶稣。
Help my people, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助你的子民。
Help us to get a deeper hunger.
帮助我们心里有一个深深的渴慕。
To be like you.
有个渴慕是能更像你。
Less like the world.
而不是像这个世界。
The world that hurts them.
这个世界真的是在伤害他们。
The world that drives them.
这个世界就驱逐他们，驱赶他们。
May they become more like you.
主啊，但愿他们能，我们更像你。
So that one day,
所以有一天
they can hear your well done.
他们我们会听到你说
My good and faithful servant.
做得好，忠心良善的仆人。
Amen.
Amen.